Blog Talk Radio.
I think it's important to mention that there have been nearly 400 treaties written by the United States in good faith with the Indians, and every single one of them was abrogated. It means broken or changed or altered.
All right. I guess we've been talking for the last 5 minutes, and I just noticed that the WCC said my mic was mute. Okay, good enough. Live Yakwa's Radio, another episode, part number 24, another episode, part 24, and all the slots of the people we just got through saying, but I didn't know my microphone was not turned on. 195 international countries, and what's flashing out of New York, New York, is 105.964. 105.964. That's what's flashing out of New York, New York. 195 international countries, 105.964. So, thank you, WCC, to let me know that you haven't turned my microphone on. All right, good enough. So she can find Eldon, bring him in, and everything about this broadcast he'll tell you, and also the one coming up at 9 o'clock, immediately following this call, Pal Talk, ask the elders. What they got with the program, get in where you fit in at, and take notes. Stick around and ask questions once the microphone is free. Got it? Good. All right. When you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yakwa beat you there, Steve Royer.
Yakwa bless you. See you as well as Steve Royer. Hallelujah. Yakwa.
Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yakwa beat you there, Steve Royer.
And Yakwa bless you, Brother Seer. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you real good now. Well, I was talking about 10 minutes and didn't notice that my microphone was turned off. So now it's turned back on. So, yeah, I do hear you in grand style. So all the slots is filled, 195 international countries. They got a representative in, and 105.964 is flashing out of New York, New York. 105.964. So whether you got to tell this national audience, take your time now. Elder, Mr. Tibbs, you in the clock. Come on.
Well, once again, Yakwa bless you, Sir Israel. And thank you for bringing me into the night's broadcast. And it's a good thing that I can be heard, because you never know at any time when your mic is mute or any particular problem that you may run into. Because we know that we do a lot with scriptures on this program for the good of many that come to listen. On this program, scriptures are read from the Bible to give you as is written with meaning. It's meant to draw you to Yahweh. And some, it appears not only that they draw them to Yahweh's word, but they're driven by their own agendas, like in the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse 8. You find interrupting men in their own talk, trying to drive others into another journey. And our recent journey has been with peace and more of Yahuwah's word, with a more direct understanding. So we notice that we have a lot more people attending our program. We had to say what it tells us in the book of Isaiah, chapter 26, verse 20. 20 says, "Come, my people, enter into thy chambers and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, if it's only for a little moment, until the indignation be overpass." What that term means, indignation, is another word for outrage. Sometimes you have to close your door to outrage so that Yahuwah's word can be heard and not anything else. So we look in the book of Romans chapter 15, verse 6. It says, 6 says that you may be with one mind, one mouth to glorify Yahuwah, even the Father of our Yahuwah the Son. And James chapter 4, verse 8 says, "Draw nigh to Yahuwah, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your mind for your transgressors, and purify your minds, you double-minded." This is why we try to bring you the words as is written, to eliminate the bad teachings that are out there. We have spoke about what Yahuwah hates before. But we know that in the book of John, 1 John chapter 4, verse 3, it says, "Every spirit that confesses not that Yahuwah the Son has come in the flesh is not of Yahuwah, and this is the spirit of the anti-Yahuwah. Therefore you have heard it should come, even now already is in the world." So to help guide you through these dark times of Christianity, we welcome and thank you all for attending our live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry. that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, it's about Yahuwah's Word, connecting the books for your biblical education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information that you all have come to seek. And now you found out what you have sought in Yahuwah's ministry. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We generally don't have a class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is on Friday. Current time starts at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under a big line, you're going to see some choices. One is going to be tithes and offers. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device you use, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it says in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto Yahuwah, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength." 8, "Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves the cheerful givers. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah Live. Also, to build a school, banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. That will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. For the live programs, this is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your units. Right on the search line, enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click on it, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears. This will put you right into the live online broadcast. We're also using two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh, @gmail.com. Just to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answer, or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel, @gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. You can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind, the first would be the live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone of the 69 accounts of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except for Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your units. On the search line, once again, enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking enter, look for True Name Teachers. Just choose the program you are late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Also, we're in the process of making it possible to get a recording of any one of our programs by request. Just call the international line toward any particular day, a number of days. Now, as was after the normal broadcast, we're also on Pal Talk, as we said earlier during our announcement by this year. We're also on Pal Talk after the normal broadcast, listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Yahuwah True Name Teachers. This is where you'll find Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible questions on the topics that was put on the table. Either Elder Josiah or Elder Mr. Tibbs or Sir Israel will answer our questions. No comments will be taken off the topics or multiple text questions answered. Failure to follow the righteous acts, either elder will block or restrict misuse. And also, if Bar Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. Remember what it tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. 33 says, Yahuwah is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all covenants or churches of the saints. So we want to keep the scriptures in mind. When we do this, we'll keep the Bibles open, and we'll pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, there, Elder. And we're looking forward to hearing the commentaries and the next broadcast coming on at 9 o'clock as we try to, you know, work a little bit longer to answer questions pertaining to anything that you need to know on topic. Anything you need to know on topic, we try to make sure we cover it, and the elders will be available after they put a lesson on, and then, you know, you hang around, and if you got any questions, you know, ask the questions, and the elders will return to you and give you answers according to scriptures, and make sure your question lines up with the topic of what we own or what they own. And then one thing about it, it's all about educational program we try to run on, that we going to run, educational program. That's what it is, see, right here. That's right, educational program. So we got a lot of memos, and I see a lot of questions. It's just amazing that sometimes questions be asked and by big dignitaries and that wants to remain anonymous, and they don't want to be. But I think we might entertain a little bit of that, because it do fit in with the lesson that we on. We don't know yet. Let's find out. Let's go find Brother Yahuwah Israel. We'll get something going on. Remember, tomorrow, no broadcast back on Airways Wednesday. No broadcast on this one after tonight. But back on Wednesday. So we're going to see if we entertain a couple of these questions on the table. That's if Yahuwah allow it to be done. We'll see. So when you meet your brother with a loud voice, you say, Brother Yahuwah Israel, Yahuwah be with you there, C. Royal.
Well, bless you, C. Israel. C. Royal. Hallelujah.
Oh, Yahuwah there, Brother Yahuwah Israel. Well, we run into a lot of things, and like I said again, but one thing we got to confess, before we read Luke 12:12, can you give me a verse in 1 Ezra? 8 verse 3, because, you know, it really astonishes me how so many big organizations is so far behind. It kind of astonishes. But one thing we can say, that we put time in, and when we come on this network, we have some 1 Ezra 8:3. In the six anointed camps. What it says in 1 Ezra 8, verse 3.
The book of 1 Ezra, chapter 8, verse number 3 reads, "This Ezra went up from Babylon as a child, being very ready in the Torah instructions of Moses that was given by the Yahuwah of Israel."
Excellent. So Ezra went up from Babylon being very ready. And we know that when we come on these networks, we just don't pick this up at the sound of the timeline. We definitely prepare ourselves to be very ready, and we make sure we clear when we come on the broadcast. We always work with us from Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Brother Yahuwah Israel, what that say? Come on.
Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And I believe that. Hey, Brother Yahdiah, I want you to look up a book to make sure this book is legit. And the author's name is, the author's name is Percy, P-E-R-C-Y, T-U-S-O-N, his middle name, and his last name is M-A-G-A-N. His first name is Percy, P-E-R-C-Y. His middle name is T-U-S-O-N. His last name is M-A-G-A-N. He was born 1867 and died 1947. And he published a book in 1899. The name of the book was called, we just make sure we don't butcher up the name. It's P-E-R-I-L, P-E-R-I-L of the public, R-E-P-U-B-L-I-C of the United States of America. Take a peep at that book right there. Because we want to say something out of this book, but we want to make sure the book is clear. So, P-E-R-I-L of the Republic of the United States of America. I want to make sure that book, that you bear witness that this book do exist. And the name of it is by Percy T-U-S-O-N-M-A-G-A-N. So make sure this book is legit before we start talking about what's in this book, Brother Yahdiah Israel. Take your time and what you working with that you found out about what I just said there, Brother Yahdiah Israel?
As of yet, nothing is popping up here, Sia, so give me a minute.
Uh-huh. Well, we got plenty of time, Brother Yahdiah Israel. One thing about it, we come on airways 6 nights a week. We got plenty of time, but I want to make a statement about this book that I'm looking at. It's an old book. His book was published in 1899, but he made some profound statements in his book, and I don't know why his book is not, you know, it's not popular to bring it out. But he made some profound statements. His name is Percy Tyson Manga, M-A-G-A-N. So put him in there and see do he have a book. And I just want to just read a couple of statements he got in the book.
So far, the gentleman named Percy, he's not popping up, so.
Say what now?
I'm not getting anybody by this name popping up, so I'm going to try the title of the book.
Okay. So you're not getting nothing on it. So I guess nothing you say on it if you ain't got nothing on it, because I don't want to appear like I got no sense no more than nobody else. So what about the book? The book, what about a book called P-E-R-I-L, of the Republican of the United States of America? What about that book? You got anything on that?
Give me 1 second, sir.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got plenty of time because I'm looking at a couple of memos that big dignitaries got caught up with something, and I want to take a little look at it, Like I told him, I will respond, but I'll respond back on the network, not based upon the round table on the conference line. So the book is P-E-R-I-L of the Republican, R-E-P-U-B-L-I-C, of the United States of America. How about that, Brother Yahya Israel?
Yeah, I do see it, that to be the title of a book. I guess.
Okay.
What I'm showing is it was published in 1923.
1923.
That's what this
is. 1923.
Saying.
Well, take your time, Brother Yahya Israel. I know the network is crowded, but take your time and so, you know, according to the book I'm looking at, or at least these old notes, is originally published in 1899.
Yeah, well.
So, can you bear witness with that? Because it says out of the mouth of two witnesses, let every word be established. So I want to make sure that you know, we ain't rehearsed nothing. Because I want to read something out of it. After you say that you see the book. Now, what's in the book, we want to bring out a couple of statements in the book from these notes I got. You see something on it yet, Brother Yahya Israel?
I don't see anything popping up on that particular.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll put it aside there. What we do, we'll put that to the side to another time, because when we do get at this, I would not say nothing about this book until we got a second witness, can bear witness of this book. You know, then we'll talk about this book. But I'll tell you what we want to do. We want to open up in the Wisdom of Solomon. We'll open up in the Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 12, verse 2 on page 24. So we're going to put this booklet to the side so we can come up another way and still get results. Let's open up in Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 12, verse 2. So that's what we do, Brother Yahya Israel. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 12, pick up a verse 2. Let's see what you're working with there. Come on. Let's read down until we get our point. Yes, sir.
Book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 12, verse number 2 reads, Wisdom of Solomon 12, verse 2. Therefore chasten thou them by little and little that offend, and warneth them by putting them in remembrance, wherein they have offended. Leaving their wickedness, they may believe on you, O Yahweh. Verse number 3. For it was thy will to destroy us by thy hand of our fathers, of those old inhabitants of the righteous land. Verse 4, whom thou hatest for doing most odious works of witchcraft and wicked sacrifice. Verse 5, and also those merciless murderers of children, devour the men's flesh and feast of blood. Verse 6, with their priests out of the midst of their idolatrous crew, the parents that kill with their own hands, destitute of help. Verse number 7, that the land which thou esteemest above all others, I receive a worthy colony of Yahweh's family. Verse number 8, nevertheless, even those thou sparest as men, and didst send warps, forerunners of thine hopes, to destroy them by little and little. Verse 9, not that thou wast unable to bring the unyakwali under the hand of the righteous in battle, but to destroy them at once with cruel beasts, with one rough word. Verse 10, but executing thy judgment upon them by little and little, thou gavest them place of repentance, not being angry that they were a naughty generation, that their malice bred in them, that their cogitation would never be changed. Psalm 11, for it was a curse seed from the beginning. Neither didst thou for fear of any man give them part those things right here, they sing. Verse number 12. Who shall say what hast thou done? Who shall withstand thy judgment? Who shall accuse thee for the nation that perish, whom thou hast made? Who shall come to stand against thee, to be reverenced for the unrighteous men? Verse 13. But neither is there any Yahweh but thou that cares for all, to whom thou mightest show that thy judgment is not unright. Verse 14. Neither shall king or tyrant be able to set his face against thee, for any whom thou hast punished. Verse 15. For as much then as thou art righteous thyself, thou orders all things righteously, thinking it not agreeable with thy power to condemn him that have not deserved to be punished.
Well, they deserve to be punished. Back up again, verse 10 and 11 again, Brother Yahdai Israel, because my book talks about this kind of wrong behavior that Yahweh hates that. So the word that I didn't hear, did I over mishearing something? Did you read anywhere in them verses while I'm kind of talking, you know, a little long-winded for a reason? Do you see a word in there that wrong kind of doing Yahweh hate? He hated this nation for that wrong doing. Can you pick that verse up anywhere that Yahweh hated for the wrong doing of these nations, this nation he's talking about right here? You see it there, Brother Yahdai Israel, C. Ray?
Let me pick it up at verse 8 and see if we can run into it, see ya.
Okay.
I haven't picked it up with my eyes yet.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to run it. Let's see if we can run into it from verse 8. Wisdom of Solomon 12, verse number 8. Nevertheless, even those that are spared as men, did send what? Runners of thine hosts to destroy them by little and little. Verse 9. After thou was unable to bring the unyakwali under the hand of the righteous in battle, or to destroy them at once with cruel beasts or with one rough word. Verse 10. But execute thy judgment upon them by little and little. I gave them place of repentance, not being angry that they were a naughty generation, that their malice was bred in them, that their cogitation would never be changed. Verse 11, what was a cursed seed from the beginning, neither did thou for fear of any man give them pardon for those things wherein they sinned. Verse 12, who shall say?
That's it. That's good enough. That's all right. That's good enough. You got enough to get in there, but somewhere down the line, they're going to tell you about his hate for this right here. He said it was a cursed seed from the beginning. See, that's what he said. This was a cursed seed from now. This is Solomon reporting on a cursed seed from the beginning. And there was a cursed seed from the beginning, and they wasn't going to do right. Now, we need to know, who are you talking about was a cursed seed from the beginning? We want to find out who you're talking about. So in the wisdom of Solomon, he's pulling this from somewhere about a cursed seed from the beginning. We're going to go and see who you're talking about. We're going to walk into it. If I can find my book, Jubilees. If I can find my book of Jubilees there, Brother Yahdai Israel. If I can find my book of Jubilees, it was a cursed seed from the beginning. Pick it up around about. I'm looking for the book. You know where it says the sons of Ham at, and it talks about the sons of Ham, and then it was a group of Ham trying to tell one of them sons to not do something, and they said, if you go into that land, you're going to be the same thing that Solomon is pointing on. So I guess you can take it from there, right, Brother Yaakov? Yeah? You got it? You can take it from there?
Yeah. Let's see if I can write it down, see ya.
You remember we read that in First Ezra 8 verse 3, we are very ready. See, we can meet anybody on whatever topic it is because we do take this seriously because we are very ready. So you got an idea what I'm talking about by getting you depth enough to work with it, but I can't find no book. I can't find nothing. Matter of fact, I don't even have my bag unpacked yet. So you got an idea what I'm talking about, Brother Yaakov Israel? I'm trying to get to that same word. You got your eyes on the Brother Yaakov Israel? Well, let me talk a little bit more on this subject matter. Because we're going to see who is this that he says they wasn't going to do right and they done a lot of wicked things in the land and they was never to blend in with the people that's supposed to be in the land. We just ain't got no name. But the only way you get a name, you got to let the record run into the name. Then you want to comment after you hear certain things. So now, we go on and see if we match that word up called curse and tie it in. Now, you on the clock, Brother Yaakov Israel. By that time, I'll probably be on found the book that I'm looking for. You on the clock, come on.
The book of Jubilees, chapter 10, verse number 28 reads, Jubilee 10, verse 28, and Ham and his son went into the land which he was to occupy, which he acquired as his portion in the land of the south. Verse 29, and Canaan saw the land of Lebanon to the river of Egypt. They were very good, and he went not into the land of his inheritance to the west. That is to the sea. He dwelt in the land of Lebanon, eastward, westward, from the border of Jordan, from the border of the sea. Verse 30. And Ham, his father, and Cush, Mizraim, his brother, said unto him, you have settled a land which is not yours, which has not fallen to us by lot. Do not do so. For if you do as do so, you and your family will fall in the land and be accursed through sedition. For by sedition you have settled, and by sedition will your family fall, and you shall be rooted out forever. Verse 31. You are not in the dwelling of Shem, but to Shem and his family did they come by their lot. Verse 32. Cursed are you, and cursed shall you be beyond all the sons of Noah, by the curse by which we bound ourselves by an oath in the presence of the righteous judge, and in the presence of Noah, our father.
Excellent. So we find out that what Solomon is reporting about, it is the descendants of Ham, and Ham had four sons in 10 verse 6, which we're not going to read, but the one he specifically is pointing toward is Canaan, his fourth son. And out of Canaan's fourth son, one of the tribes he had with 12 fell heavy up under the curse of his father. So Canaan was the one that went into the land, and he taking his 12 sons with him. But what we was going to get out of it, these sons of Canaan, all of them fell up under a curse for going into a land that was not theirs. So now we got a pretty good picture that this is what he's reporting about. It is the Wisdom of Solomon chapter 12, verse 2 down to verse 15. It's talking about the Canaanites, descendants of 12 sons, and they fell up on a curse from their father. Good. and they was to be rooted out. But he gave them a time. And the key to it is, Yahweh give you a time to get it right. Now, let's run to Genesis and pick this story up and see exactly the 12. I built all of the songs according to Genesis, what is that, 10, 15? Somewhere in there, 15, 10, one of them. Canaan had about 12 songs. And all of them was upon the curse, but we want to put out a specific song for this lesson of tape 24. So now we're going to find out, but what we're going to get, that Yahweh always allow you time to correct your wrong. He allow you some space to correct if it's wrong against his book. He allow you time to correct yourself. So now Solomon was reporting on the Canaanites. And what song are we talking about? Let's go to Genesis chapter 15 and pick it around about 12 down to 16. Let's find out who was he giving time and how much time was they getting, although there was a cursed seed from the get-go. But he gave them a chance to pack up, get up out the land, because you didn't belong there according to your father and your other brothers, Canaan. So now we're going to see exactly what's going on in Genesis chapter 15. Let's pick it up around by verse number 12. Let's find out something about how Yahweh operates. Genesis chapter 15, pick it up verse 12.
Book of Genesis, chapter 15, verse number 12 reads. Book of Genesis 15, verse number 12. When the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram. Lo, a heart of great darkness fell upon him. Verse 13. He said unto Abram, "Know of a surety that your seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs. They shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. Verse 14. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. And afterwards shall they come out with great suffering. Verse 15, thou shalt go to thy father in peace. You shall be buried in a good old age. Verse 16, but in the fourth generation, they shall come here again, for the sins of the Amorites not yet full."
That's that. So the ones that Solomon is reporting about is the Amorites. He says, Yahweh gave them 400 years, four generations to get up out the land, change their wicked ways, and they did not do so. So that is the right. So Yahweh always give you time. He always give you somebody to tell you when you out of order to correct yourself, like the elder say out there in Springfield, before you wreck yourself. He give you a chance to correct yourself. Or you wreck yourself. Okay, good. So now we clear that what he was reporting on coming out of Jubilees and Genesis, it is the Canaanites, Amorites. He gave them a chance to do right, but it wasn't no right in them to do so. We going somewhere with this, and like I said again, on this booklet we got, and these notes we got on this booklet, we'll take it up. We'll go around another way and get this on the table after we bear witness this book right here is legit.
Yeah,
now, let's go on to Jeremiah chapter.
Let's see it.
So what, brother, y'all got yourself?
Yeah, I did run down the book, but for some reason I can't access it. They do have the book on online for sale, but I haven't been able to download it as of yet. The book is entitled, The title of it is The Pearl of the Republic of the United States of America by Percy T. Megan.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Percy Key Megan, right?
That's correct.
Okay. And do you have the original published day of it? You know, the original. Well, that's again, I'm going to go around it. You know, it's, you know, I'm going to go around it, but I want to make sure the original published date on it lines up with my these old notes I got. So you, well, so we know it, the book do exist. And
the,
what
the publisher date I have on looking at is 1899 as well. It says published
1899?
Yes, sir. 1899.
Oh, okay, all right. Okay, good. All right, well, like I said, yeah, now, excellent, Brother Yagdai Israel. So the Pearls of Republic of United States of America originally published in 1899, and he made some profound statements in this book, about this book. So now those online, on the network, they can go, he makes a profound statement, and that'll help me out pretty good. So that's good. But we, okay, now, so we see now, we're not just reading something that you can't pull up yourself. So if they're doing the homework, they can pull up themselves, and we're going to come back to this book and read some excerpts in it, a couple of statements that's written, some excerpts in it, in this book. It's pertaining to the four kingdoms, and they give a name of the four kingdoms. So since we know the book now have been is on tape number 24, we'll come back with that shortly. Excellent, Brother Yagdai Israel. So out of mouth of two witnesses, let the word be established. The two touch and agree according to Matthew's 18:16-20, then we're on the same page. So we ain't putting nothing out that you can't pull up yourself when we do zero read in on this information. But not read now. Good. Now let's see where we was at. So now we found out that that the Amorites is the one that they was talking about, the Amorites. Good. Let's go to Jeremiah 25 for a minute now. Let's go to Jeremiah 25. Let's see if we set this up, Brother. I want to just dive right into it, but I'm not going to do that because we'll set it up. We're going to set it up to get it warmed up. Now, we're going to Jeremiah, so now we find out that Yahweh told he divided the land, and Shem got a double portion, Ham got his portion, and Ham told his sons, okay, here's our portion right here. But Canaan seen that he wanted to go get his Shem land, and he put a curse on himself, and everybody come out of his loins. So the ones he's talking about, he gave 400 years to get it right, was the Canaanites, and what son specifically that he that all of them was of their father, but the Amorites is the one we're talking about that he gave them 400 years to get yourself together, and they would not do it. So now we got that out the way. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 25, and let's see what it says in 15 down to verse 18 to skip down to verse 27 to 29. Let's go to Jeremiah. We're going to Jeremiah 25, pick up verse 15 to 18. Then we'll skip down to 27 through 29. Let's see what he got. We're not going to beat it up real good. We're just going to spread all over the place to get our point across. Let's see what's going on in Jeremiah 25, 15 to 18, 27 to 29. Brother Yahweh Israel, come on.
Look at Jeremiah chapter 25. Verse number 15 through 18, verse 27 through 29. Look at Jeremiah, chapter 25, verse number 15. For thus saith Yahweh of Israel unto me, take the wine cup of the Spirit in my hand, cause all the nations to whom I send you to drink. Verse 16, they shall drink and be moved and be mad because of the sword that I will send among them. Verse 17, then took I the cup at the hand at Yahweh's hand, made all the nations to drink unto whom Yahweh has sent me. Verse 18, to wit, Jagdad, Judah, southern kingdom, and the king thereof, and the prince thereof, to make them a desolation, astonishment, a history, and a curse, as it is this day. Verse 27. Therefore thou shalt say unto them, the say of Yahuwah Elohim, Yahuwah Israel, drink you, and be drunken, spill and fall, and rise no more, because of the sword that was sent among you. Verse 28. It shall be, if they refuse to take the cup at thy hand to drink, then shalt thou say unto them, the say of Yahuwah Elohim, you shall certainly drink. Verse 29. The Lord, I began to bring evil on the city, which is called by my name. Should ye be utterly unpunished, ye shall not be utterly unpunished. I will call for a sword upon all the inhabitants of the earth, save Yahweh of hosts.
Mm-hmm. So Jeremiah had to take this word to the kingdoms. And the kingdoms he had to take it to specifically was, in verse 18, he had to take it to who again in verse 18? So his first stop was in verse 18. And all the rest of the kingdoms you can read all between 19 down to verse 26, although we're not going to read it. But we want to just focus in on what his cup going to first in verse 18. The cup was to come to who first and tell somebody something first in verse 18. What did he say in verse 18?
Jeremiah 25, verse 18. To wit, Yahdah Judah, the city of Yahdah, the king thereof and the princes thereof, to make them a desolation, an astonishment, a hissing, a curse, as it is this day.
Mm-hmm. So we just gonna focus in on Judah. Judah's the fourth son of Israel. So the seal was to bring the cup to Judah and tell Judah to straighten up, or you will be a cursed Judah as it is this day. Read that verse 18 one more time there, Brother Yahdah Israel. We're just going to focus in on one people. Verse 18.
Verse number 18, Jeremiah 25. To wit, Yahdah Judah, the cities of Yahdah, the kings thereof and the princes thereof, make them a desolation, astonishment, hissing, a curse, as it is this day.
Mm-hmm. And what happened, verse 30 to 32. Take it on down to 33. From 30 to 33 now. So now we're just gonna focus in on one tribe, Judah. So Jeremiah went to Judah to tell him all of these things, and what did he say in that cup to them in verse 30 to 33?
Book of Jeremiah 25, verse number 30. Therefore prophesy thou against them all ye words, and say unto them, Yahweh shall roar from on high, and utter his voice from his righteous habitation. He shall mightily roar upon his habitation, he shall give a shout, as they that tread the great against all the inhabitants of the earth. Verse 31. The noise shall come even to the ends of the earth. For Yahweh have a controversy with the nation. He will plead with all flesh. He will give them that are wicked to the sword. Save Yahweh. Verse 32. Thus save Yahweh of hosts. Behold, evil shall go forth from nation to nation. And a great whirlwind shall be raised up from the coast of the earth. Verse 33. And the slain of Yahweh shall be at that day. From one end of the earth, even unto the other end of the earth. It shall not be lamented, neither gather nor bury. They shall be dumb upon the ground.
Mm-hmm. So he was telling, just like he was telling, you know, the Amorites, that you got time to correct yourself. And the same token, he was going to the cities of Judah to let them know the damage he gonna cause on them in 1 Peter 4:17-18. See, the damage that he was gonna put on Judah for nobody to say that you was heavy hand on one and you weren't heavy hand on another. So, but Peter pulled that verse in 4:17-18, and what did Peter say how Yahweh operates? 1 Peter 4:17-18.
The book of 1 Peter 4:17-18 reads. Look at 1 Peter 4:17. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the family of Yahweh. If it first begin at us, what shall be the end of them that obey not the covenant of Yahweh? Verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
And if the righteous Torah instruction keepers carefully be saved, what shall the unyahwehian sinners of people?
Mm-hmm. So he said again, the first, let me precept that. Let's run the Acts. Let's run the Acts there. Let's get a precept out of that, brother. Y'all is ready? He said, yes, here, you just take your time and lay the foundation, because once they stand back off, they're going to see what kind of point you're trying to bring out. Now, let's run to Acts chapter 13 and look what Paul says to go and get a precept to try to get warmed up on something. What did Paul say in verse 46? 13:46.
The book of Acts 13, verse number 46. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, it was necessary that the word of Yahweh should first have been spoken to you. But seeing you put it far from you and judge yourself unworthy of everlasting life, lo, you turn to the northern kingdom, 10 tribes of Israel, do the word gentle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Excellent. So we find out Jeremiah had to go to southern kingdom first and tell them, listen, southern kingdom, Judah. Tighten up, put down, don't grab on to what the other nation got on the table. Leave it alone. Get back to your Yahweh. So he was told that. So now, it says necessary the word to be spoken to you, Yahweh, Judah first, see? And that's what we come on network. We're not anti-anybody, but this word is necessary to be spoken to Yahweh, Judah first. So his word is necessary to reach the six anointed camps first. First, it is necessary. Oh, it did say Yahweh Judah first. We'll precept that too, WCC. We'll precept that. We'll show you that with Judah first. We one thing about it, Yahweh have this ministry very ready to entertain whosoever when it comes down to the Bible. It did say Yahweh Judah first. Let's run to Zechariah chapter 12 and let's read together. And all we need is two lines there, Brother Yahweh Yisrael. We just want to make sure that it was to the camp of Yahweh Judah first. See, it's always the first whooping and the first information will always be given to Yahweh Judah first. And that's one of the greatest mystery in teaching. It will be no information passed unless it goes through the ear of Yahweh Judah and just them to reject it. That's on them. But here it is right here. Here's the precept on it in 12 verse 7. Give me two lines there, Brother Yahweh Israel. Give me a line and a half what Yahweh says. 12 verse 7. Yes, sir.
The book of Zechariah, chapter 12, verse number 7 reads, Yahweh also shall save the camp of Yahweh Judah first.
So there you go, that's it, right? Because that's what they were talking about, and we're not going to make a meal out of it. You go back to the 49th chapter, and it talks about it all back there, that Yahweh and Isaiah, that Yahweh Judah must have this information first. So we must be clear when we come on the network. This ministry that we teach is aimed for the six anointed camps first. Then those that's, well, whosoever afterwards. But we have to get ourselves in order to understand one thing. All the blessings and the cursing come on Yahweh Judah first. Now let's run back to 2 Kings chapter 21. Now it's going to be a little tricky here, Brother Yahweh Israel, but I know you're going to see through it because I remember you, because you looked at it real carefully in Isaiah 1:1, but now you can redeem yourself in 2 Kings 21:12-14. So now you can be able to redeem yourself here, Brother Yahweh Israel. So now you got an opportunity to redeem yourself now. I don't forget nothing. We come down this book, 2 Kings 21:12-14.
Book of 2 Kings, chapter 21, verse number 12-14 reads. Book of 2 Kings, chapter 21, verse number 12. And for thus saith Yahweh Israel, behold, I'm bringing such evil for Yahweh Judah, that whosoever heareth of this, both his ears shall tingle. Verse number 13. Now it's stretched over.
Hold on, brother Yahweh Israel. Let's look at this real carefully. You know, sometimes, like we all will let you know, what it says in 43:24 of Sirach, what it says in 43:24 of Sirach, there, brother Yahweh Israel.
Book of Sirach, chapter 33, verse 24 reads. Sirach 33, verse 24. Thunder of one and burden of further air. Great correction and work for a servant.
Mm-hmm. Well, make that point. Thank you, Jim. Make it 42:24. I'm looking for a profound statement of Brother Yahweh Israel. Sirach 42:24.
Book of Sirach 42, verse number 24 reads, 42, verse 24. And all things are double, one against another. He have made nothing imperfect.
Mm-hmm. And we clear that we, in 2 Corinthians chapter 2:11, we clear about this, right? And we clear about 2 Corinthians 2:11. Ain't it, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 2, verse number 11 reads, he Satan should get an advantage of us, but we are not ignorant of his devices.
Mm-hmm. No, we're not ignorant of his devices. Now, come back to, let's back up to to Isaiah for a minute. I want to hear a word just enough for you to hit a grand slam on it. Let's run to Isaiah chapter 9. I want to hear a word just enough for you to knock out the park. Make it Isaiah 8 and pick it up at verse number 14.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 8, verse number 14 reads, he shall be for a sanctuary, but for a stone of stumbling, and for a rock of offense, to both the family of Israel, for a gin and for a snack, to the inhabitants of Yahweh Judah.
Mm-hmm. So you see that word called both of the family, Israel, northern kingdom, Yahweh Judah, southern kingdom. So we got the word both there. So that both, we talked about both the 12 tribes split into two pieces. So there it is right there. So that's one place. So we go to Ephesians. We run to Ephesians, and the key word is both. The both. So in both, and 2:14, he trying to do what with both in 2:14 and verse 15 and 16? He trying to make them, it's three things got to happen. In verse 13, we're looking for the word both, and the both must become one new man, and the both must be, understand, it ain't but one body. There it is, 14 through 16. So now we should be clear who the both is. And that is the whole game changer right there. 14 through 16, Brother Yahdai Israel, come out.
Book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 14 through 16, read. Ephesians 2, verse 14. For he is our peace. We have made both one. They have broken down the middle wall of partition between us. Verse 15. Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments, contained in order. But they're making himself a twain, one new man, so making peace. Verse 16. That he might reconcile both unto Yahuwah in one body by the tree, having slain the enmity thereby.
Mm-hmm. And read verse 18.
Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 18. For through him we both have access by one spirit unto the Father.
So both. Now, let's go to Jeremiah 50. You want Jeremiah 50 and put a name on the both. Let's see if we go to Jeremiah 50 and put a name on the both in verse 33. Who is this both that we can read? Verse 33.
Book of Jeremiah 50, verse 33. The Savior of Yahweh hosts, the family of Israel, the family of Yahweh Jew.
Excellent. Now, we got that right. So now we got, now let's come back to 2 Kings there, Brother Yahweh Israel. Now, I want you to look at something real carefully. We just dropped a nice education on this network, and those that, you know, that really is, you know, that's why the other broadcast put on at 9 o'clock. That if you get tangled in, they'll have more time to help mortify you, your mortal deeds. Now, in 2 Kings there, Brother Yahdai Israel, 2 Kings 21. Now, you know that word both, we know we clear that word both is pointing toward southern and northern kingdom. We clear about that. But then all of a sudden, but we see something here. Where we at? Let's see. 2 Kings 21. 2 Kings 21, and we're going to look right down at 2 Kings 21. Let me get there first. Let me get down and peep at it myself, that brother. Y'all got you here. 2 Kings 21. 2 Kings 21. And let's see. 2 Kings 21, 12 through 14, huh? Okay. Look at that real carefully at verse 12. Real carefully. Brother Yahdai Israel, what is he saying in verse 12 again?
The book of 2 Kings, chapter 12, verse 21 reads, therefore thus saith Yahuwah of Israel, behold, I am bringing such evil upon the 10 northern tribes of Israel, and upon Yahdai Judah, whosoever hears it, both his ears shall take.
Excellent. Excellent, Brother Yahdai Israel. See, understand, see, we clear that we know how they operate, and we is not ignorant of the devices. We know how to go in this book and keep on running it down until we found out one thing, that we clear that you got some 29-16. We know the world got some 29-16 in them, Brother Yahdai. Yes, what? How do they operate in 29-16 of Isaiah? How do they operate, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Isaiah, chapter 29, verse number 16, read. Surely your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay.
So we clear that you would turn things upside down. But we can catch you now. We can catch you on whatever move you make in this book. We can catch you on it now. So now we clear that you cooked the books right there, but we able to straighten it out, no doubt about it. And Brother Yahdai Israel knocked it out the park. So with that understanding, now let's see exactly what he said. He's talking about southern and northern kingdom, but they twisted around. So when we read Isaiah 1:1, we're supposed to be able to soundly get back at it, Brother Yahdai Israel. Now let's come back to, with that understanding, let's see what it says in Isaiah 1:1.
The book of Isaiah chapter 1, verse number 1. The vision of Isaiah, the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Yahdai Judah and the 10 northern tribes of Israel in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, Hezekiah, kings of Yahdai Judah.
Read that again, Brother Yahdai Israel. Read it good, like you sewing them garments together. Read like you laying them pretty on that garment there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Go back in that 1:1.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verse number 1. The vision of Isaiah, the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Yahdai Judah, southern kingdom, and Israel, northern kingdom, in the days of Uzziah, Joseph, Ahaz, Hezekiah, king of Yahdai Judah, southern kingdom.
Excellent. That makes me happy, that Brother Yahdai Israel. No doubt about it. Excellent. So you knocked out the park. Now, okay. Now we come back to 2 Kings 21, and we'll pick it up at 2 Kings 21. Let's see what he says he's going to do in verse 13 and 14. Now what he going to do in 2 Kings verse 13 and 14. Now let's see what he says he's going to do. 2 Kings 21, 13 and 14. This is prophecy. 13 and 14, what does it say?
The book of 2 Kings 21, verse number 13, verse number 14, read. 2 Kings 21, verse 13. Now we stretch over Yahdai Judah, the line of Samaria, and the plummet of the family of Ahab, northern kingdom. Now it was white Yahdai Judah as a man wiping a dish, wiping it and turning it upside down. Verse 14.
I got that.
Verse 14. And I will forsake the remnant of my inheritance, deliver them into the hand of their enemies. They shall become a prey, a spoil to all their enemies.
Why? Well, why would he do that on the people he loved? Why? Why would he do that, Brother Yahdai Israel? In verse 15, why would he do that on a people he loves so much? Verse 15.
Verse number 15. Because they have done that which was evil in my sight, and have provoked me to anger. Since the day their fathers came forth out of the land of bondage, Egypt, even unto this day.
Now, so now we clear exactly what Yahweh is saying He said, listen, Southern Kingdom, you know, y'all got Judah, you done some evil things in my sight. So I'm going to watch you like a dish. Because he always starts from the top and work his way down bottom. That's why you be wondering why, and if you are descendants of Yahshua Judah, this kind of information you need to know. When you violate against Yahweh, he's going to zero in on you once you say, I know that I'm Yahshua Judah. Then he's going to zero in on you. Once we lay the foundation on you, now, let's run over to, I want to run to second book of Maccabees, Brother Yahshua Israel. And I want to see what he's saying in second book of Maccabees chapter 6. Pick it up at verse 10 to 17. I want to listen real good. I tell you what, we might, since time will get away from us real quick. We might well read 1 through 6, then skip down to 10 through 17. That's what we'll do. We go to 2 Maccabees chapter 6, 1 through 6. So we try to lay a nice foundation down. And we'll pick up on a whole lot of more Wednesday. 2 Maccabees 6, 1 through 6 and 10 through 17. Listen good. What is read by Brother Yahshua Israel, that, and we're going to find out more on these details shortly. You're on the clock. Come on.
Book of 2 Maccabees, chapter 6, verse number 1 through 6, verse number 10 through 17, read. Book of 2 Maccabees, chapter 6, verse number 1. Not long after this, the king sent an old man of Athens, compare Yahshua Judah, southern kingdom, to depart from the Torah instructions of their father, and not to live after the law, Torah instructions of Yahweh. Verse number 2. To pollute also the temple in Yahshua Judah, southern kingdom, to call it the temple of Jupiter, Olympus, that is Gerizim of Jupiter, the defender of strangers. They did desire that dwell in that place. Verse 3. The coming in of this mischief was sore and grievous to the people. Verse 4. For the temple was filled with rioting and rivaling by the Gentiles, who dallied with harlots and had to do with women within the circuit of the righteous places. Besides that, brought in things that were not Torah instruction. Verse number 5. He also was filled with profane things, which the Torah instructions forbid. Verse 6, these were the Torah instructional for a man to keep Sabbath days, or ancient feasts, or to profess himself at all to be Yahshua Jew, Israel. Verse number 10, 2 Maccabees 6, verse number 10. For there were two women brought who had circumcised their children, and when they had openly led round about the city, the babes hanging in their breasts, they cast them down headlong from the wall. Verse number 11. And others that had run together into a cave nearby to keep the Sabbath day secretly, being discovered to Philip, were all burnt together because they made a conscience to help themselves for the honor of the most sacred day. Verse 12. Now I beseech those that read this book that they be not discouraged for these calamities, but that they judge those punishments not to be for destruction, but for chastening of our nation. Verse 13. For it is a token of his great goodness when wicked doers are not suffered any long time, but fall with punishment. Verse 14. For not as with other nations, whom Yahweh patiently forbears to punish, till they become to the fullness of their sin, so dealeth he with us. Verse 15. He said, being come to the height of sin afterward, he should take vengeance of us. Verse 16. And therefore he never withdraweth his mercy from us. So he punished with adversity, and does he never forsake his people. Verse 17. Blessed is that we have spoken before a warning unto us. And now will we come to the declaring of the matter in few words.
Uh-huh. Brother Yahdai Israel. Pick it up at 2 Maccabees and pick it right back up again at verse 13 down to 16. Very important because we really land the foundation for Wednesday. We're going to lay a little more foundation. Look what it says again real carefully at 2 Maccabees 6:13 to 16. What do you say that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of 2 Maccabees. 2 Maccabees chapter 6, verse 6 to 13. 2 Maccabees 6, verse number 6.
No, 13. Hold on, buddy. I got you, Israel. I'll make it 13 down to 16. 13 to 16.
We got 2 Maccabees 6, verse 13 to 16. Read. 2 Maccabees 6, verse 13. Which is a token of his great goodness. And we can do it and not suffer any long time before we're punished. Verse 14. For now there's with other nations whom Yahweh patiently forbears to punish, till they be come to the fullness of their sin. So dealeth he with us. Verse 15. He said, being come to the height of sin afterwards, he should take vengeance of us. Verse 16. Therefore he never withdraweth his mercy from us. Though he punish with adversity, and though he never forsake his people.
Mm-hmm. What do our verse 14 and 15 say again?
Verse number 14. But that is with other nations, whom Yahweh patiently forbear to punish, till they become to the fullness of their sin. So dealeth he with us. Verse 15. He said, being come to the height of sin, afterward, he should take vengeance on us.
Now, what is he saying? He's saying, listen, he don't change the way he operates. Just like we read over there in the 15th chapter, he gave the Amorites four generations, 400 years to straighten up. No, they didn't do it. He gives everybody an opportunity to straighten up. It's up to them to do it. He already know how far you're going to run, how much rope you need to do it. A lot of them going to change, and a lot of them is not going to change. But Yahweh got everything orchestrated. He know exactly who's going to step up and who's not going to step up. He know who will remain to be a backbiter, tailbearer, and a complainer. He already know that, too. He knows all these things, and just the point we try to bring in this lesson as we lay this foundation. He knew exactly what you're going to do, and he talked about nation. He knew what nation, how far they was going to go, and he knew how far you going to go. So with that understanding, now let's run to the book of Daniel chapter 7. We're going to run to Daniel chapter 7, and we're going to pick up verse 1 down to verse 8. This is real good what he got in Daniel chapter 7, verse 1 through 8. Listen real carefully, because one thing about it, Yahweh got this thing laid out. But I tell you what, along the way, I want to take care of a few things along the way. So I'll pause at verse 4 and pause at verse 8. We'll take it on down to verse number 11. So we're going to Daniel chapter 7, 1 through 11. But when you get to 4, I want you to pause there for a minute there, Brother Yahweh Israel. Daniel chapter 7, pick up verse 1 to 4, and let me get in there for a quick minute there. Come on.
The book of Daniel, chapter 7, verse number 1 through 11. Daniel 7, verse number 1. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and vision of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matter. Verse number 2. Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night, behold, four winds of the heavens drove upon the great sea. Verse 3. Four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. Verse number 4. First was like a lion, and had eagle's wings. Bell to the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth, made to stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's mind was given to it.
That's verse 4. Well, it's something else in verse 4. Let me pull over and see. If somehow I want to pull out a verse 4 there, Brother Yahweh Israel. Let me peek over there in the book of Daniel. But something in verse 4, I just want to bring to the six anointed camps attention about something that's written in verse 4. In the 7th chapter, verse 4, I want to bring something to their attention that is read in Daniel 7. Let me find 7. In the 7th chapter, oh, okay, I made it to it. Verse 5. Make that 5 here. Verse 5.
Look at Daniel 7, verse number 5. And behold, another beast, a second, like to a bear. So raised up the 7 on one side, and they had 3 ribs in the mouth of it between the teeth of it. They said, sir, to it, arise, devour much flesh.
Mm-hmm. Now he had 3 ribs. He said, behold, another beast, a second like a bear, and it raised up itself on the side, and he had 3 ribs in his mouth between his teeth. See, this is where, you know, the ones that basically anointed can deal with this Bible. The world cannot deal with this Bible, see, right here. Now, who was these 3 ribs that he had in his body? And he's talking about in the time of Belshazzar and Babylon days and days of Daniel. Who was these 3 ribs that he had? 3 ribs he had. Who was this he talking about? Ethiopia, Cush, Mizraim, Egypt, and the Sabaeans. Which called today is the is sons of Japhetic peoples called the Samurs, or what they call themselves, This is Japhetic. The ones that he had in his grips, in his teeth, was the Ethiopians, Egyptians, and the Sabaeans. Sabaeans is Japhetic peoples, Egypt is Mizraim, and Ethiopian is Cush. So he had them where he wanted them at. That's the 3 that Daniel is reporting about in the time of him in Babylon. So when you read this verse 5, the 3 ribs in his mouth, now you got to come back to your notes there, see, Ryan. It's Ethiopian, Egyptians, and the Sabaeans, and that's his sons of Japhetic people. He had all them up under his control. Good. So that's verse 5. And that's verse 5. Now, what it says, and read down to verse 8. We got 5 out the way. Think of verse 6 to 8.
Verse number 6. Daniel 7. Verse number 6. After this I beheld, and lo, another, like a leopard, which had upon the back of it 4 wings of a fowl. The beast had also 4 heads, and dominion was given to it. Verse number 7. After this I saw in the night vision, and behold, the 4 beasts, dreadful, terrible, and strong exceedingly. They had great iron teeth, to devour and break in pieces, except the residue with the feet of it, and it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. Verse number 8. I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, for whom there were 3 of the first horns plucked up by the root. Behold, and this horn was eyes, like the eyes of a man, the mouth speaking great things.
Now look at that. Now a little horn came up. But a little horn smacked him. He smacked him three. Now the little horn before him, he smacked him three. Now this is Daniel report about a little horn coming up and smacking him three. Now who's it? Now who is this that Daniel is reporting about in verse 8? If Daniel is talking about the Spaniards, Spain, France, and Great Britain, Daniel is seeing the takeover of the fourth kingdom, taking over from the Spaniards, Spain, France, and Great Britain. He is reporting about a little horn that is going to come up and take over Spain, France, and Great Britain. Daniel is reporting it, and that's what I take it back to this book that we was talking about earlier. And in this book, Perils of the Republic of the United States of America, it was published in 1899. Now, that's why we see what we do see. Let's run the Psalms. I'll run the Psalms 64 for a minute. Because one thing they do, they have a 64 verse 6. But have you noticed certain things would never be told to you? Because it's not for you, it's for the elite. The elite knows these things. The one that go up into these past the public school or whatever. The elite knows this right here. And that's why this book is, we're going to pick this book apart. But look what it says in 64, verse 6 of Psalms there, Brother Yahya Israel.
Book of Psalms 64, verse number 6 reads, it says, shall see, they accomplish a diligent search, both the inward thought of every one of them, and the mind is deep.
You see what they do? So what they do, they search out, and their mind is deep. They know as long as they keep you with the what you're doing today and keep Yahweh's hand against you. But they know. Now, in this book, it talks about, and this is in 1899, and this book is called, again, The Perils of, now, in this book, we're just going to let you know they know. The Babylonians, the Medo-Persian, Greece, Rome is the fourth kingdom. Look at that. They got it written in this book. Rome is the fourth kingdom. So they know, but see, you didn't read nothing in the Bible tell you it was wrong, but they know that fourth kingdom is wrong. And Rome is an extension of the day. The same Rome is the fourth kingdom. It ain't going no further than the fourth. See, a lot of people know what you don't know. Because what it says in the book of Thomas, verse 3, what it says in the book of Thomas, verse 2 and 3. See, we're laying the foundation. We're going to lay the foundation, but it's going to take a minute to lay it down just right. So we clear up when you read in the book of Daniel, all it talks about a fourth kingdom, a terrible beast. And they don't tell you that fourth kingdom is wrong. You got to know how to dig, but they do know, read in their book, they know that fourth kingdom, the birth from all other kingdoms It is wrong. Read in a book. That's wrong. That is the fourth kingdom seed right here. And the fourth kingdom is still in operation today. In the perils of Republican of the United States of America, published in 1899, published by Percy Tyson McGaw, M-A-G-A-N, born 1867, died 1947. They know, but they'll never tell you. And that's why we come humble to tell you that Yahuwah don't change. You started watching that one eye Satan, and you refuse to get in where you fit in at before your time run out. That's on you. But our job is to make sure it's clear that in this book right here, we're going to read a lot of tidbits out of little points in this book. Matter of fact, what you getting ready to read, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The Book of Thomas.
You say what now?
The Book of Thomas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, what do it say in Thomas that we need to know? Now, Yahdai can look tight on Thomas eyeball to eyeball. And what did he tell Thomas there, Brother Yahdai Israel? What did he tell him?
I'm reading from the Book of Thomas, verse number 3, and it reads, "That's why the Son said, those who lead you say to you, see, the kingdom is in the sky. Then the birds in the sky will precede you. They say to you, it is in the sea, and the fish will precede you. Rather, the kingdom is inside of you, and it is outside of you. You come to know yourself, then you will become known. You will realize that it is you who are the sons and daughters of the living Yahuwah. If you will not know yourself, you dwell in poverty, and it is you who are that prophecy."
He said, until you know yourself, you're going to remain a victim. Until you return back to what he has laid out in his book, you will always remain a victim. You're always going to try to find information that's going the wrong direction. And you remain in that poverty until you submit to anointed leadership that come on this broadcast 6 nights a week. You're going to always be dumbfounded and you're going to remain in poverty. Well, in the brain. You're always going to be caught up on something because you're not going to have it down packed, because you're not going to allow you to have it packed until you do exactly what happened in this book as we bring it up. So you can remain in poverty. Because now let's come back to Daniel again. We stopped at verse 8. So now Daniel is reporting about a little horn coming up, knocking off Spain, France, and Great Britain. And all you got to do is go back and read the history. How did they fall and who took them out? All you got to do is find out and they have a name on the little horn that's taking all three of them out. See that? See, right? And Daniel is reporting about it. Way back here in Daniel chapter 7, verse 8, he is pointing of the little horn taking out Spain, which is the Spaniards, taking out France, and Great Britain. And you go yourself and do the homework, and you find out what little horn taking out all three of them that came out of, let me pull a rabbit out of here. Let me see if I pull a rabbit out of here. That came out of. Let me show you where it came out of. See this book right here. See, sooner or later, we don't know what you're going to be doing or how you're doing it. But sooner or later, you're going to recognize something that is written in 33 verse 33 of Ezekiel. And I'll meet you in the 17th chapter after you read Ezekiel 33:33, Brother Yahdai Israel. Ezekiel 33:33 says what?
Look at Ezekiel, chapter 33, verse number 33 reads. Because Ezekiel 33:33. And when this come to pass, so it will come, then shall they know that a seer have been among them.
Mm-hmm. We don't know what you're going to be doing or where you're going to be at. But sooner or later, they're going to dawn on you that there's a seer in the midst of thee. And the seer's job is to get the elders equipped with this information where they can be able to get at it with no problem. And we're not ignorant of Satan's devices. We know how to get at him on any point, on any time when open this book up. Let's run to Revelation 17. We're going to Revelation 17, and we're going to look at verse number 10 and 11. We'll just use 10 and 11 for a minute. On my back, we'll use 10 and 11, then we'll hit 12 after we take care of 10 and 11. Let's go to the 17th chapter of Revelation, End Time Prophecy, verse 10 and in verse 11, what it say.
Of Revelation chapter 17, verse number 10, verse number 11 reads, Revelation 17, verse 10, and there are seven kings, five are fallen, one is, and the other is not yet come, and when he cometh, he must continue a short space, verse 11, and the beast that was, and is not, even he is the eighth, and is of the seventh, and goeth into prediction.
Mm-hmm. He said, now this beast, which is, and this beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth and is of the seven. See, right? And he of the seven. This beast we're talking about is of the seven. Let's run down a little education to the six anointed camps. Right, take notes. Six anointed camps. One, Greece. Two, Rome. Three, Spain. Four, France. Five, Germany. Six, Russia. Seven, Great Britain. And out of Great Britain came the little horn. And the little horn is what you call the one that started their independence in 1776. But their history of their genealogy, they came out of the seventh Great Britain. Their history, they came out of Great Britain, and they established themselves in 1776. So now look what you're going to learn. And Daniel is reporting about this in Daniel days, about the little horn. And the little horn came out of Great Britain, what you call today United States. They said, well, United States isn't in the Bible because it's not given to you to show United States is in the Bible. Because the eight came out of the seven. And that all you got to do is actually pull your records out and go ask any of those that are in high learning institutions where y'all come from, the one that running the known world called United States of America. They came out of Great Britain, see, right? But it's already prophesied that they was coming out. This book right here is the greatest piece of literature is, but it's only going to be read by those that he get it to read this book. And that's why we take that booklet that we got, the essay, a book in 1899 about that certain author we just read a minute ago. See, the United States came out of Great Britain, and they established themselves in 1776. And then he talks about again, it ain't happened yet, but he talks about in verse 12, what it say in verse 12?
Book of Revelation 17, verse number 12, read, "And the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but received power as king 1 hour with the beast."
Mm-hmm. But they gonna get 1 hour with the beast. Now, you go and you do your little homework. The ten horn is called the European Union. They call it the EU. But when you go look at the EU today, you'll see they got 27 to 30 countries already tied in coming out of Europe. 27 to 30 of them already. But Yahweh says, when time appointed, they're going to be sucked up to fulfill the prophecy of verse number 12, which is 10. So that means a lot of them going to give their power another one, another one, another one, until they get down to 10. So when it talks about the 10 horns, they're talking about the EU, the European Union. That is the 10, we call it UN or the European Union. And right now you go on your old piece of computer and you find out how many in the UN today. You know, your piece of computer tell you anywhere between 27 to 30. But it got to get down to verse 10. The closer it gets to verse 10, we can tell you the next move. So now he talks about in the 13th chapter, verse 1, he's laying the foundation in 13, verse 1. What he talks about in 13, verse 1 and 2. With that understanding, listen real carefully, 13, verse 1 and 2.
Book of Revelation.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Chapter 8, verse number 1, verse number 2 reads, Revelation 13, verse 1. "And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns. Upon his horns 10 crowns, upon his head the name of blasphemy. Verse number 2. "And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard. His feet were as the feet of a bear. And the dragon gave him his power, his seat, and great authority."
Ain't that funny? Now you brought in the dragon. So the dragon, so they operate behind the dragon. Now you say he saw one like a leopard. Now who was that seed right here? See, in the book of Daniel, it tells you, the Bible tells you everything. You can continue to watch that one-eyed Satan all you want them. And everybody going to fumble around at this thing, but it's already a ministry on the scene. It's going to be way out in front of everybody, because everybody is in the room taking notes. And then they'll take the notes, and the good ones, the righteous, will add on to it. They add on to it. Go to the book of Daniel. And let's find out, he says, one like a leopard, one like a bear, and one like a lion. But here's the point. We understand they will switch things around a little bit, but we're able to go right in the Bible and put it in perspective by just reading the Bible. We know that you can say it one way, but we have to go and check the foundation, see exactly who's who. Now, we'll run back to Daniel chapter 7, and let's find out they got the leopard is Greece, the bear is they got the leopard, the bear, and the lion. But is that the correct order? All you gotta do is precept your Bible. Let's see what the direct order is. Let's run back to Daniel chapter 7, and let's see can 13:2 hold up if we look at the foundation. Let's see what it says about and Daniel put him all stressed out, because he was stressed out looking real good. Think of verse 7:1 again. Let's walk into it, Brother Yahgai. We're sitting the stage for wins tonight, Brother Yahgai Israel. We're just sitting the stage for wins tonight. Let them be glued to their seat until we come back on Wednesday night. Think of verse 7, verse 1.
Daniel chapter 7, verse number 1 reads, "The first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and vision of his head upon his beast. Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matter." Verse number
Hold
2.
That part right there. Hold that part right there. So Daniel, he was, go to 33, 14 through 16. Let's take a look at this real quick, brother. Y'all got here as well. Let's run to, see, we send the stage for Wednesday night. Let's run and find out. He said, in the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a vision. Daniel had a dream and vision of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote, then you know what he did? Then he, like all the ones that know what to do, he wrote them out your bed and started writing. Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matter. So let's run that down real quick. Let's run to 33, verse 14 through 16 of the book of Issachar's boy, Job. What did it say, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Job, chapter 33, verse number 14 through 16 reads. Job 33, verse 14. "For Yahweh speaketh once, yet twice, yet man perceiveth not." Verse 15. "In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep fall upon men, and slumbering upon the beast." 16. "Then he opened their instructions."
I hate that something. You see what he do? He say he went till you stressed out real good when you slumber, when you can't hold your eyes up no longer. He'll set you out. Then he will seal up the matter in your head. Okay, good. But let's run to Numbers chapter 12. Number chapter 12, I'm picking up verse 5. And we'll take it down to verse number 9. We laying a foundation there, Brother Yahdai Israel. We're gonna leave them hanging against the wall. You know they had a machine at Funtown years ago. You get against the wall and the flow leave you. And that's how we're gonna leave them, with the flow leaving them. You know, we'd say, "See, I wish we can cut you off." Well, you do what you want to do. But in the same token, the 12th chapter, verse number 5 through 9. Can you help me out there, Brother Yahdai Israel? 5 through 9. What does it say?
The book of Numbers, chapter 12, number 5 through 9 reads. Book of Numbers, chapter 12, verse number 5. Yahweh came down in the pillar of a cloud and stood in the door of her tabernacle, called Aaron, Miriam. They both came forth. Verse 6, and he said, "Hear now my words, that be a seer among you. And Yahweh will make myself known unto him in a vision, and I will speak unto him in a dream." Verse number 7, "My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all my house." Verse 8, "With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently and not in dark speeches. Similitude of Yahweh shall he behold. Wherefore, and were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?" Verse number 9.
Go ahead.
"And the anger of Yahweh was kindled against them, and he departed."
He was mad. But he said, "Look here. He didn't tell you something about Miriam and Aaron. If I got something to say to you, she was a prophetess, and Aaron was a seer." He said, "If I got something to say to y'all, I'd make sure you is in a deep sleep, a vision, or a dream. But when it comes down to Moses, I'll speak to Moses mouth to mouth." Now, what's that supposed to mean? Back up to the 33rd chapter, verse 11. Let's see what that means. He said, "But when it come down to Moses," he said, "I always got somebody that I do a little bit different with." And this one is the greatest mystery in understanding. He always got somebody around that he do not treat the same way he treat others. He said, when we come down to Moses, I speak to Moses mouth to mouth. And what that mean when you precept it to 33 verse 11 of the book of Exodus? What that supposed to mean?
Book of Exodus chapter 33, verse 11 reads, Yahweh spake unto Moses face to face, and the man speaketh unto his friend.
I know you don't believe that. I know you think we wrote that down or something. I know you don't believe that. But that's how Moses operates. That's how he operates. He always had one, and that's how he operates. He would make sure, and then he always will have this going with him in verse 14. Notice that in 14.
Exodus 33, verse 14. He said, my presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest.
Ain't that something? Ain't that something? And 324, how do I know that you will give those seals some rest? How do I know? What can I read to validate what you said by going to Proverbs 324?
Look at Proverbs chapter 3, number 24 reads. Proverbs 3, verse 24. Thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and your sleep shall be sweet.
You know, I got to call the way it is. You know, I'm going to put on me, take this old piece of telephone, put on me a record or something. I'm going to put the record on, and I'm going to see, will I hear that record out and see what the next record will be. So I put the record on with the old piece of telephone, and I lay it down, and I don't even recall the song that I put on. So in no way I heard the next song. Sometimes I try to count, and I never get past one. And every time I try to listen to something, I don't even recall hearing the song that I'm even listening to. That's the point we're making. And that's why we know this is for real. But for those that got an ear to hear, see, we can reconstruct what Yahweh have gave us to pass on to the elders and the six anointed camps. Because we don't have to look at that one eye Satan at any time with the information that come across the networks that we will put on the run to get to the six anointed camp, because there's a big job ahead of us. But you got to know how to break this book down to the fullness. Now, so we find out right now in that seventh chapter that the way is reported in 13 verse 2 of Revelation about Greece, the leopard, the bear, and the lion. But we know one thing, to be like a Berean, you go see what is the true order of that. Because like I said again, the best of them can cook the books, but we're not ignorant of anything. We clear how to go in this Bible and straighten it out. It's on the Daniel chapter 7. Let's see if the order we just got through hearing in Revelation 13:2, the lion, the leopard, the lion, and the bear. Let's see will that hold up when you shine the book on, shine the light on it from the Bible. Oh, it's all there. All the Bible is all good, but you got to make sure you're in the right ministry to go in and break it down for you. And once you're on your feet, then you go strengthen your brother out. So, in the book of Daniel, chapter 7, there, brother Yahweh Israel, let's see do this Bible profoundly tell us the order of things. So now we see now how he operates. Verse 2, 7 and verse 2. 2 and 3. Give me 2 and 3. Get me warmed up.
Book of Daniel, chapter 7, verse number 2, verse number 3 reads. Daniel 7, verse number 2. Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night, behold, the four winds of the heavens trode upon the great sea. Verse 3. Four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another.
Mm-hmm. So four great beasts came from the sea, and they were different from one another. Now, watch how dare you deal with it. Verse 4.
Verse number 4. The first was like a lion, and had eagle's wings. But held to the wing there were flesh, and it was lifted up from the earth, made to stand upon the feet of a man, and a man's mind was given it.
All right, good. So now when you read 13 verse 2, according to Daniel, the first beast was a lion. And the lion is the Babylonian Empire, see, right here. That was the Babylonians. See, right here. See, that was Babylon that came up first. First one came up. See, they automatically put Greece come up first, which is called the Greeks. No. That don't work like that. See, the gig is up. That don't work like that. What first came up was the Babylonian Empire. And the Babylonian Empire was headed by Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar is the first Babylonian Empire, sons of Cush, the dark-skinned man, he called the black man. That's the first one came up was the Babylonian Empire. So when you see the word called the lion, in old days, that lion is the Babylonian Empire. Got it? Take notes of the 69 accounts. Who's number 2? Verse 5.
Verse number 5. And behold, another beast, a second like to a cat. It raised up itself on one side. And it had 3 wheels in the mouth of it, between the teeth of it. And it said thus unto it, arise, devour much flesh.
The bear. Now, when you read 13 verse 2, you read about the bear. The bear is the Medo-Persian. And remember, they're going to talk about the Medo-Persian, about one risen up higher than the other one. The Medo-Persian is the descendants of Japhetic people. They risen up higher than the Persian, which is descendants of Shem. They risen up higher and became more of the Medo-Persian Empire. That's why the first one came up, it was switched around. That's the bear, the Medo-Persian. That is the first bear was the Medo-Persian. Who is next? Verse 6.
Verse number 6. After this I beheld, and lo, another like a leopard. It had upon the back of it 4 wings of a fowl. These had also 4 heads, and dominion was given to it.
Mm-hmm. Now the leopard, who is the leopard? The leopard is now what they had first in 13 verse 2. This leopard is the Grecian, it's called the Greeks, Alexander. This is the first European descendants of the Japhetic peoples, not Japhetic peoples, I mean the descendants of Esau and his 5 sons. This is the first time the white man came into power. This is called the white man in power right now. The white man is the third in power. The first two was black nations, black on black. When Esau came in power, he is the one that's called the leopard. That is Alexander, the descendants of Esau, which you call Grecians, which come from Japhetic peoples, which you call the Greeks. In the ancient Greece, the Japhetic peoples, they love to take your name. They just taking their names over. So this leopard, it talks about Alexander the Esau, because the way he's moving like a leopard. You know, a lion can't even catch a leopard. Leopard's so quick. But a lion can whoop him, but he can't catch him. He can whoop him, but the lion is quick. So he moved quick. And after he moved quick, all of a sudden, something else happened in verse 7. Now, after Alexander, the first white man ruler, then something happened in verse 7. What happened in verse 7?
Daniel 7, verse 7. After this, I saw in the night vision, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful, terrible, strong exceedingly. He had great iron teeth, devouring and breaking pieces, set the residue with the feet of it, and it was immersed from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns.
Now look at that. So this, and see, and in this book right here, see, I told you they seek Zeke to have their counsel. Now in this book we were talking about earlier, this booklet we were talking about, what's the name of that book again, Brother Yahdai Israel? I'm trying to find my notes again.
The book is entitled Pearls of the Republic of the United States of America.
That's right. That's right. Now in this book right here, it talks about this fourth kingdom. This fourth kingdom, they don't tell you nothing. And see, Daniel the one called. See, Daniel's calling this before the Medo-Persians taking over. See, that's why I tell you, this book right here, this Bible right here, have all information. Daniel was shown the beginning of it, the rise and the fall. And in this book that was written in 1899, they told you soundly. The fourth kingdom is Rome. The fourth kingdom is Rome. But you know, Rome fell and came back again. Rome fell in 193 by Septimus Severus. They fell. So they was not. But is and return. Today, they return. So Rome is in power again. It's called a Renaissance in like 1492. That was a return of Rome, see, right? Esau and his five sons. But in that 1,000 years in between that, Septimus Severus in 193, they called it the Dark Ages. See, would they tell you like it's a dark age of famine? No, it wasn't no dark ages of famine. No, y'all got Judah had them jumped and knocked off Rome, and that was Septimus Severus was from the tribe of Yahdai Judah. But, you know, nobody know that thing, but we know it. So in 193, that was called the Dark Ages. That was the years they was not in power. They was ran into caves and everything they talked about in Job chapter 30. They was ran out of their homeland and ran down from the southern knee gap of Yahdai Judah and ran up in the caves and they was in the caves and doing all kind of things, and they don't want to talk about them years. They just say that's the Dark Ages. No, it ain't the Dark Ages at all. What it really is, that's the time that Septimus the Severus in 193 and up to 1493, it was dark peoples running the known world, and they was bent all over to a time appointed. But in 1492, they returned. And Daniel telling you all about this right now. See, Daniel telling you right now, he didn't put a name on this because he didn't know the name of the fourth kingdom. All he said, a terrible beast. That was Rome, see, right here. That was Rome, but Rome fell in 193 by Septimus Severus, a sentence of Yahdai Judah. Knocked them off. Black man was running things. They ran for a whole 1,000 years. That history would never be told unless Voices of the Truth might tell you that. But when you look up Septimus Severus or 193, he knocked off Rome. Went over there and kicked him in the ring real good and ran for 1,000 years. Then all of a sudden, they get the big head, start fighting among themselves. Then here comes Esau and his five sons again in 1492. Pharaoh and Isabella knocked them off in 1492, and they've been in power to this day. So I'll tell you what, we'll lay enough foundation there, Brother Yahdai Israel. We'll get the rest of it Wednesday. We'll leave them, like I say, in that little spinning cap, in a spinning cap with a flow, we'll leave them right there, and we'll get more back on that Wednesday. How about, how that sound, Brother Yahdai Israel, Steve Roy?
Sound good to me.
So what's your closing statement is for this broadcast of Tape 24? But stay on the line, but WCC said, we is not going to cut you off. Well, I don't know what you're going to do, but we still going to tell a story. So, Brother Yahdai Israel, what's your closing statement is for Tape 24, 9 o'clock, come on.
Hallelujah, choir, hallelujah, choir, hallelujah, choir. Love the way it's rolling out, see Israel, of city royal. We were king to the four corners of the globe. Praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Excellent. Brother Yahdai Israel. So we just maybe, we might leave it like it is, and we might add some more to it. We don't know. But one thing we do know, we're going to bring the elder back in. He's going to tell you all about the broadcast and tell you about what they got coming up in a few more minutes. And we'll bring the mothers in, and we'll take it all the way in. But we'll get the elders' closing thoughts on Tape 24, and we'll bring the mothers in. We'll go in for the close. And then we'll get ready for the show coming on Power Talk Radio with the elders and Mother Dr. Israel, that powerful reading. We'll hear all that shortly. But right now, let's bring in the elder for his closing thoughts on Tape 24. You on the clock, elder. Elder, Mr. Tibbs, you're on the clock for your closing statement. Come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Sir Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. And we welcome and thank all of you for continuing to listen. And we know we're going to hear more because we all came to hear those things that most of us here can understand, and some listening never can get it, and that's without proper teaching. This is why I always say the words of Yahuwah that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. And each time we have to know, we have to be aware by knowing the scriptures that those out there that camouflage evil or confuse teachings for righteous learning. We run into this every day, even using the Bible scriptures as verbal weapons. So knowing this, we're here to help guide you through these dark times. And we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry that's coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's Word, connecting the Bible books for your biblical education, your health, foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information that you all listening came to seek. And now you found that what you sought in Yahuwah's ministry. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that were open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday. That's tomorrow. Well, actually, what are we doing? Losing our days here? Yeah, that's tomorrow. Wow, time is flying. But we do have a Sabbath class. Top part of Sabbath is Friday. Temple class starts, well, the class starts at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Our temple class starts at 12 p.m. on that day. The online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we have a website address also. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. And on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just on this big line, you're going to see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you possibly may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give. What's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah live. Also to build a school, banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah. Also, while there, don't forget to check that calendar. Keep yourself, family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. For the live programs, this is a feature that is only available during live broadcast times. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. Put three words on the search line, Yakwa Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. When you see the red live button, click this. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're using two email addresses also. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is yhdhysrael at gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yakwa in mind, the first is our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 61 accounts of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who may have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. This program time will be repeated after 10:30. To listen to it, put three words on the search line, Yakwa Radio Live, and after you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Just choose the program you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Also, don't forget we're in the process of making it possible to get a recording of any program by request. Just call the international line. You can order any particular date or number of days. Now, as was recently said, after the normal broadcasts, we're on Pal Talk, listed under Ethnic Group African American. Look for Yakwa's True Name Teachers. This is where Yakwa's Word shall also be working for your biblical education. Online there to answer any questions about the discussed topics that's put on the table will be either Elder Josiah, Elder Mr. Tibbs, or Seer Israel. No off topics will be taken. Multiple text questions answered. These will be either blocked or restricted by misuse. This is what we call misuse, multiple text messages. And if Block Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. At this particular time, our teaching is not yet ended, so let's keep your Bibles open. Pass our program back to our Seer Israel. Olu, Yakwa.
All right, it's my brother, Mr. Tills, Elder, and we'll look forward to hearing what you else got to say and the plain scriptures a little bit later. We're going to get back to the broadcast and take 24, look for the mothers, and we'll bring the mothers in. We'll see if we put a little more on the table. But one thing about it, Steve, right, we land the foundation on information that is going to come up because Yakwa got a timeline on everything. Yeah. He got a timeline on those that are doing what they're doing. He got a timeline on it. And we got to read about who's doing what and how they're doing it, so we can stay on top of things and help others that come to us to know these things. So when you meet the mothers out of Cap 1, Mother D.F. Israel, Mother E. Israel, and Mother Z Israel, all coming out of Camp 1, the mothers out of Camp 1. Mother D up Israel, y'all five bitches have seen Ray.
Yakwa, did you hear me?
Come again. Bring that again, Mother D up Israel. We didn't get it all down pat as we should have. We didn't kind of hear you all the way through, so we got plenty of time. So let's hear it again. When you meet the mothers out of Camp 1, Mother D up Israel, Yakwa beat you to Sea Royal.
Yakwa bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah, Yakwa.
Hallelujah, Yakwa. All right, yes. Mother E. Mother E, Israel, tribe of Yahdah, Judah. Mother Z, Mother E. Mother E, that's why I beat you that seed right here.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel, of see Roy. Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Excellent. We just gonna throw a few more things on the table to let this world of propaganda, that it is a ministry that can pick you like they back in the South when you take old, you wring the neck off a chicken, then you wring his neck off first, then you sit around and pluck his feathers off and get him ready for the hot grease. We're going to let the world know one thing. We know what's going on because we can read this book. It's our book to read it and pass it on to you. So, Mother D up Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what we can get going on, Mother D up Israel. Let's see what he says in the 50th chapter of Psalms, Mother D up Israel, verse 21. What he says in Psalm 50:21, Mother D up Israel. What did he say in Psalm 50, verse 21?
Psalm 50:21. Okay. I'm booking on that right.
Psalm 50, verse 21.
These things have you done, and I kept silent. Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such an one as yourself. But I will reprove you and set them in order before thine eyes.
He said, I'm going to get you. He said, I'm going to reprove them, and I'm going to sit them in order right before your eyes. So that prophecy must happen. We got to be set on Front Street. Right before the eyes. Matter of fact, Mother E, let's go to Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 5, 1 through 9. Let's see if we can get a little bit more out, and Mother D up Israel help me 12 through 23 waiting on me. Let's go to the Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 5, Mother E. Let's look at the 5th chapter, 1 through 9. Let's see, can we analyze what you saying by setting us in order and reprove them before our eyes. It's going to happen. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 5, 1 through 9, Mother E, and Mother D of Israel, me 12 through 23 waiting on me. Come on. Mother E?
Chapter 5,
1 through 9. What do that say?
Verses 1 through 9. Then shall the righteous man or woman stand in the great boldness before the face of such as have afflicted him and made no account of his labor. There's two. When they see it, they shall be troubled with terrible fear and shall be amazed at the strengthening of his salvation so far beyond all that they look for. Verse 3, and they repented and groaned for anguish of spirit shall say within themselves, this was he whom he had smoothed and desired derision and a proper reproach. Verse 4, we fools account his life madness and his end to be without honor. Verse 5, high is he numbered among the children of Yahweh, and his lot is among the faint. Therefore have we erred from the way of truth, and the light of righteousness has not shined unto us. And the sun of righteousness rose not upon us. Verse 7. We rouse ourselves in the way of weakness and destruction. Yea, we have gone through deserts where there lay no, where there lay no. Gone through deserts where there lay no way. But as for the way of the Yahweh, we have not known it. Verse 8. Why has pride profited us? Or what good has riches of our vanity brought up? Verse 9. All those things are passed away like a shadow, and as a pot that has hasted, a pot that hasted.
Let me get in there a little bit, mother. Let me get in there and break that down a little bit. Let me get a little shot of that. They gonna be saying, how did they slip out from under us? Why did this happen on our watch? We have done all we can to hide all this information from these people. And these people, and now they stand up boldly, is picking us like you pick a chicken. Boss is over to his right. So in that fifth chapter, 1-9, they is going to say, how did they figure it out that they were an African-American Negro in color? How did they figure this thing out? They don't figure this thing out now. And now we've been picked like a chicken. And that's what he's saying in 1-9. And that's some powerful ring in the fifth chapter, 1-9. Because the time is up, C. Roy. We just got to, for you to understand, Yahweh got a timeline on everybody. The world's time is up. And it was told in the Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 5, 1-9, that they have slipped out from under our kung fu grip. They know who they are. Now we in trouble. How did they do it? Who gave them this information that we've been hid for so many years? That's what he's saying in 5:1-9. Modiah Israel, what he's saying in 12-23? Come on.
The Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 5, verses 12-23. Verse 12. For like as when an arrow is shot at a mark, it parts the air, which immediately comes together again, so that a man cannot know where it went through. 13. Even so, we in like manner, as soon as we were born, began to draw to our end, and has no sign or virtue to show, but were consumed in our own wickedness. 14. For the hope of the Yahweh is like dust that is blown away with the wind, like a thin force that is driven away with the storm, like as the smoke which is dispersed here and there with tempest and passes away as the remembrance of a guest that tarry by day. 15. But the righteous live forevermore. Their reward also is with Yahweh, and the care of them is with the Most High. 16. Therefore shall they receive a honorable kingdom and a beautiful crown from Yahweh's hand. For with his right hand shall he cover them, and with his arm shall he protect them. 17. He shall take to him his jealousy for complete armor, and make the creatures his weapons for the reverence of his enemies. 18. He shall put on righteousness as a breastplate, and true judgment instead of an helmet. 19. He shall take righteousness for an invisible shield. 20. His fervent wrath shall be sharp for a sword, and the world shall fight with him against the unwise. 21. Then shall the right aim thunderbolts go abroad, and from the clouds as from a well-drawn bow shall they fly to the mark. 22. And hailstorm full of wrath shall be cast as out of a stone boat, and the waters of the sea shall rage against them, and the flood shall cruelly draw them. 23. Yet a mighty wind shall stand up against them, and like a storm shall blow them away. Thus iniquity, sin, shall lay waste the whole earth, and ill dealing shall overthrow the thorns of the mighty.
So what he's saying? So he's saying that some things that have to happen for the return of the children of Israel. He said, first of all, they got to stand up boldly and start putting this word out boldly. Mm-hmm. And there's one thing that got to happen for them. They got to stand up boldly and start talking some Bible. And they got to make it plain. Mother E, they got to make it plain. So in Isaiah 29, verse 18, can you help me out? Before you read Isaiah 29:18, okay, I'll tell you what, we'll go that way first. Let's go to Isaiah 29:18. So what got to happen for all this video to start happening in our favor? What got to happen, Mother E, in Isaiah 29, verse 18?
Look at Isaiah chapter 29, verse 18. Mm. Isaiah 29:18. And in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness.
Mm-hmm. So our Mother Eve, so the deaf got to hear what? What do the deaf got to hear, Mother E?
The words of the book.
They got to hear the words of the book. So let's find out who is this deaf got to hear the words of the book. The only thing holding this deaf down, they got to put that one-eyed Satan down and hear the words of the book. Who is he talking about that we can read? Let's go to Isaiah 42. You go into Isaiah 42 and get a name on this depth. The depth got to hear the book. Let's pick up verse 7 and 8, and skip down to 8, down to verse 24. We're going to Isaiah 42, Mother E. And we're going to look right down at Isaiah 42, verse 7 and 8, then skip down to 18 to 24. Let's see what we can get out of this, Mother E. Isaiah 42. Pick it up at verse 7, 8, 18 to 24. That's my final verdict. You on the clock. Come on.
Isaiah chapter 42, verses 7 to 8, 18 to 24. Verse 7. Isaiah 42, verse 7. To open the blind eyes, to bring out the open the blind eyes, to bring out the prison from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. Verse 8. I am Yahweh, that is my name, and my honor will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Verse 18. Hear ye, deaf, and look you blind, that you may see. Verse 19. Who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messenger that I sent? Who is blind as he that is perfect, and blind as the Yahweh's servant? Verse 20. Then see many things, but thou observe not. Open the eyes, but he hears not. Verse 21. The Yahweh is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. You will magnify the Torah instruction and make it honorable. Verse 22. But this is the people robbed and poor. They are all them snared and whole, and they are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey and none deliver, for a spoil and none says restore. Verse 23. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will hearken and hear for the time to come? Verse 24. Who gave Israel for a spoil and Israel to a robber? Did not Yahweh? He against whom we have sinned, for they would not walk in his ways, neither were they obedient unto his Torah instruction.
Mother E, read verse 18 and see, can you tell me who is he talking about? Well, now you just got 24 up on your belt real good. So when you read verse 18, can you help me out? Can you tell me who is he talking about after you read verse 18?
Hear ye deaf, and look you blind, that you may see. Come by Israel.
Yeah. Talking about the whole 12 tribes of Israel. That's what he's talking about. Excellent, Mother E. He's talking about the whole 12 tribes of Israel. So the one he called, look ye deaf and look you blind, and 19, and who more blind than his servants? The one that is blind is his servants, Israel. That's the one that's blind to the word of Yahweh. So he's not talking to the world. He's talking about to his servants. Mother D of Israel, give me 55 of Leviticus. Let's see who is his servant that he got blind, deaf, and dumb. Blind, deaf, and dumb. Hear you deaf, dumb, and blind. And he said, who blinded did my servant? Let's put a name on his servant by going to Leviticus 25:55, mother of Israel. Put a name on his servant that's blind, deaf, and dumb.
Leviticus chapter 25, verse 55. For unto me the children of Israel are servants. They are my servants, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt bondage. I am Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Huh. So when we read the 61st chapter there of Mother D.F. Israel, can you help me out and really bring it out, put some flavor on who he's talking about? When you go to Isaiah chapter 61, 1, 2, and 3, can you enlighten this national audience with that information you know? See, can you fill in the blanks of Isaiah 61, 1, 2, and 3? Let me hear you fill in the blanks in Isaiah 61, 1, 2, and 3.
Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 to 3, verse 1. The Spirit of Yahweh is upon me, because Yahweh has anointed me to teach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to the blind to bind up the broken-minded, to proclaim liberty to the captive and the opening of the prison to them that are bound.
Hold that point. Hold that point right there. Hold that point, Mother D.F. Israel. Let's go back over this verse again. Now let's take one point at a time, one point. Let's come back to Isaiah 61. And crank it up again, and I want you to stop down at meek, and I want to know who he's talking about that we can read and meek. Come on back to 61 verse 1 again, and stop at the meek.
Okay, Isaiah 61 verse 1. The Spirit of Yahweh. Yeah, the Spirit of Yahweh. Yahweh is upon me, because Yahweh has anointed me to teach good tidings unto the meek.
Yeah, hold that point right there. Now hold that meek right there. Hold that meek. Let's run to Matthew chapter 5. Let's hold that meek and see if we put a little clarity on the meek he's talking about. Let's see if we get a little clarity on that mother, D.F. Israel, on this meek. So we're going to go and precept that. And see, can we give a little clarity on this meek? Let's find out who you're talking about, the meek, in verse 5. 5:5.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 5. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
So the meek is going to inherit the earth. Now let's get another verse on this meek. What else? Now, how would the meek inherit the earth in verse 6? What they got to do in verse 6?
Verse 6. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled.
Oh, so there it goes. So now we got an idea that this meek, whoever this meek is, they must thirst after righteousness. Let's run to Deuteronomy, D.F. Israel. Let's see. Can we take a look at something over here in Deuteronomy and find out who is this meek? They must seek righteousness, but we go and try to get us a name. We got to get us a name, and let's see if we get a name and tie it in to who is this meek, and they got to get righteous first. The meek. Let's see if we find out by getting a name on the meek. Let's run to the fifth chapter. of Deuteronomy. And what we're trying to find out, well, who is this meek? Well, make it a sixth chapter. Let's see what he says about this righteous. Let's look at verse 25. Let's look at 625, then we're going to search for a name after we hear it again, that the meek must search after righteousness. Verse 25.
Deuteronomy 625. And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these Torah instructions before Yahuwah, our Yahuwah, as he has commanded us.
Oh, so the meek got to do some Torah instruction. Now, let's put a name on the meek that got to do the Torah instruction. The sixth chapter, verse 3 and 4. Let's find out who is the meek that got to do some righteousness, and let's give us a name in verse 3 and verse 4. Then we clear about who we're talking to in Isaiah 61 by reading verse 3 and 4.
Isaiah 61, verse 3 and 4. Verse 3. To appoint unto them that mourns.
Hold on that mother dear Israel. Now we got to get a name. We got to get a name back in Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 3 and 4. We got the meek, got to be righteous, and righteous is keeping the Torah instruction. But we need a name on them, and we want to get a name in the sixth chapter of Deuteronomy, verse 3 and 4. We need a name. Come on.
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 3 and 4. Verse 3. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with you, and that you may increase mightily, as Yahuwah of your fathers have promised you in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Verse 4. Hear, O Israel, Yahuwah, our Yahuwah, is one Yahuwah.
Okay, good. Now let's go back to verse 61:1 with that understanding and really bring out that with flavor in verse 61. Now we know who the meek is, but the meek, I don't care how meek you are, you must be doing the Torah instruction for this to work. Let's find out who is this meek got to be doing Torah instructions in 61 verse 1.
Isaiah 61, verse 1. The Spirit of Yahuwah is upon me, because Yahuwah has anointed me to teach good tidings unto the meek Israel. He has sent me.
Mm-hmm.
He has sent me to bind up the broken spirit, brokenness in mind, to proclaim liberty to the captive, 12 tribes of Israel, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, Israel.
And who is them? And who of them is bound? Exactly right. So that's who is bound. That's the ones in prison, and that's the captive. Matter of fact, back up to 6:13 and Daniel and find out who by name that he's talking about in Daniel 6:13. So all that in verse 61, verse 1, Daniel 6:13. Who's he talking about to bring out the captives out of prisons and all that stuff? Who is this captive? Daniel 6:13. What's their name?
Daniel. Chapter 6, verse 13. Then answered they and said before the king that Daniel, which is of the children of the captive of Yahdah Judah. Regardless.
So one, he's talking about the captive, so to bind up the meat, the broken heart, the prison house people, is the sons of Yahdah and daughters of Yahdah Judah. So there it is, all that in 61. I wonder who all got a ear to hear to see all that is in 61 when you preach up your Bible. Let's look at verse 2 and 3 in the closing statement there, Mother D up Israel. How about verse 2 and 3 and a closing statement?
Isaiah?
Yeah, back to Isaiah 61 and read verse 2 and 3 in a closing statement.
Okay, let me see. Isaiah 61, verses 2 and 3. To proclaim the acceptable years of Yahuwah and the days of vengeance of our Yahuwah, to comfort all that mourn. Verse 3. To appoint unto them that mourn in Yahdah Judah, to give unto them beauty for ash, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of Yahuwah, that he might be honored.
Excellent. Well, D.F. Israel, I'm about to close the stadium and catch you Wednesday night for some more of B-O-T-T-Y. You on the clock. Come on.
Okay. Let me get this. Let me see. Okay, I want to read Daniel 9:9. Okay, now I'm going to read verse 8 to 9. O Yahuwah, to us belongs confusion of face, to our kings, to our prince, and to our fathers, because we have sinned against you. Verse 9. To Yahuwah, our Yahuwah, belong mercy and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Excellent, Mother D of Israel. Exactly what you want to do. We have rebelled against our Yahuwah. Excellent. Mother E. Now, the only way this going to work for us, Mother E, what got to happen in Psalms 119, verse 18? Hey, Mother E, what it says in Psalm 119, verse 18? What got to happen?
Okay. The book of Psalms. 119, verse 18 reads, open thus my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy Torah instruction.
Well. So our eyes got to be open out of the Torah instruction. Let's go to Ephesians 1:18, Mother E. So this is the only way it's going to happen. Your eyes must be open, not watching that one-eyed Satan, but get off into the Torah instruction for your eyes to be open, and that's the first five books. What it says in Ephesians 1:18, Mother E, Ephesians 1:18 says what?
Book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know that it is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of greatness of his inheritance in the saints, the 12 tribes of Israel.
Oh, so the eyes of your understanding must be opened by the light. Your eyes must be open, and your understanding must increase from the light. Let's go to St. John chapter 12 and find out who this light is. So all the way you're going to get it, and a closing statement after this, Mother E, you got to have your eyes open up by the light. We're going to St. John chapter 12 and find out, well, who is this light that we have to be more careful with and be clear about this light? That's the only way we're going to make it. The light got to open our eyes. And who is this light that opened our eyes? In St. John chapter 12. And we'll pick it at verse 46 in the closing statement. Isaiah 12, verse 46.
St. John chapter 12, verse 46. St. John chapter 12, verse 46. I am come a light unto the world, that whosoever believes on me should not abide in darkness.
Ah, so you got to get you some Yahuwah up on your belt. As a matter of fact, let's read that. Let's run to the 14th chapter real quick. We'll close out. Run to 14, pick it at verse number 6. 14, verse 6, in the closing statement there, Mother E.
St. John 14, 6. St. John chapter 14, verse 6. Yahweh said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Excellent, Mother E. Until we meet Wednesday night, Mother E, Mother Z, closing statement, you're on the clock. We'll catch you all Wednesday night. You're on the clock. Come on.
Thanking and praising Yahweh for this class. Thanking and praising Yahweh for the ones that's in the class. Thanking and praising Yahweh here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Excellent. That's Mother E, Mother Z, Mother D of Israel. We catch you all Wednesday night. No broadcast tomorrow. So one thing about it, we got to understand something. It's a ministry called a Six Anointed Counselor, brought it up to Israelites. We can get you there, but you got to be obedient to what the scripture is saying, not by only being a hero. You must become a doer. All right. We'll leave it like that. Until we meet on this broadcast Wednesday night, and those that can get the prayer talk, we got the elder show is already cranking up. So you can, any question you got pertaining to anything we saying or they saying, it's up to you to get in there and come to the microphone and ask you a couple of questions. Get your Wednesday night. Yahweh be with you all. Shalom. Mother D of Israel. Mother E. Mother Z. Catch you all Wednesday night. Yahweh be with you all. Shalom.
Shalom.